Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 117, recorded on January 20th, 2013. I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton, and welcome back to another episode of the Shaft Podcast, where we talk about a lot of Minecraft, and I've had a lot of coffee today.
Have you really? I haven't had much coffee.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I need more.
Today, though, we have Steven, Slamacow Creations. How's it going?
Hiya.
Hey.
Welcome, sir. How is your day going so far?
My day's doing going good. How's your day's going?
Great.
It's going delightful.
Delightful.
Good. Yeah. We got good company.
Yes.
And we're going to a good subject to talk about.
Yes.
And we got good music playing in the background.
Yes.
And, you know.
And we're not dead yet.
That's good. Yeah. We haven't been taking steroids.
Yep.
Yet.
Yep. Wait,
why
are we breaking up with Sheryl Crow?
Don't have any fake girlfriends.
Yep.
Dying.
Yep.
So that's all
everything's
good stuff.
Good.
Yes.
And our last name's not Teo.
Yes.
Just wrapping it all up into one ball.
That's a good
one.
I see where you're going there.
I like where you
but last
that.
Name is Copeland, first name Brent. Follow me on Twitter.
Oh, excellent.
Right. Yeah.
That's so that's Brent on Copeland. that's at Wes Wilson, right?
No, at Brent Copeland.
At Wes Wilson.
At Eric Fullerton?
At Wes Wilson.
Oh, maybe.
And where can we find you, Steven?
Me?
Yeah.
You can find me on YouTube.
Yeah?
My account is Slamacow Creations.
And your Twitter is...
Twitter, Slamacow Steven. Yes. At Slamacow Steven. Yeah.
And you're pretty well known for making videos.
Yeah. I make Minecraft animations.
And they're very popular. You have a lot of followers.
Yeah. Gosh, I still can't grasp that.
Yeah. So you're about to hit 500,000 subscribers. And just to let everybody know, Steven does 3D animated Minecraft shorts, and they're excellent. I'd say they're top-notch.
Are they like Bermuda shorts?
Bermuda shorts?
Shorts.
Yes.
Short shorts.
Mr. Tayo.
So how long have you been doing the Minecraft videos?
Oh, I started back in September last year, so about almost a year and a half.
Okay.
Minecraft animations, anyway.
And what do you use for 3D animation?
I started with this program called 3D Studio Max. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing that for the bulk of my animations. But I recently moved into this other program called Maya, Artist Maya. And that's been a lot better for me because it's more streamlined for animators, for animations and stuff. I just liked it personally better.
Was it difficult to come up to speed with a whole new program?
It was, just because interface and even though they're by the same company, it was bought out from that company a while ago, so there's still different things about it, and it took a while for me just to grasp everything, where you know how to render something, how to set up cameras and all that. But I had someone walking through it with me, so it went better than expected, better than what I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Did you take some online courses? Did you get on like the YouTube education channels and take Maya courses?
Or Phoenix?
No courses like that. If I ever did like need assistance in finding something, I usually just either go into the documentation. The 3D programs have a documentation on if you have you can like search it. You know, it's kind of like the help window basically. And either that or I just look for tutorials online and like, oh, if I want lighting to have use a certain shadow, I look that up and watch a tutorial and see what I can get out of it.
Yeah.
And are you getting a lot of requests now from people asking you to like help them out and create animations for their channels?
I am, and unfortunately, 3D animation takes a long, long, long time, and I'm lucky to get something out once a month on my channel. I try to keep consistent, you know, content in a way, because you know people are just waiting for the animations, and that's basically all I do. So usually people ask me if they want intros or stuff like that. I sadly have to decline them. You know, back then I used to do that. You know, I kind of like doing intros and stuff, but just being busy lately, you know, it's tough.
Yeah.
Well, that answers our next question, so we'll move on. Want to ask? No.
Can you do our intro? Dude.
Yeah. I got this new blog channel that I'm really looking for an intro. No. Uh-huh. Me and my 40.
We might be able to work something out. No.
So you recently hooked up with Bootstrap Buccaneer, who does animations with Captain Sparkles.
Yeah.
And so are you guys doing a collaboration?
There's this channel. The first episode actually got released 2 days ago. And it's basically me, Bootstrap Buckaroo, and Captain Sparkles. He's going to be joining in, helping in next episodes. And we're basically doing a Minecraft series, just an animated Minecraft series. And
wow,
we just got done planning the first episode a few days ago. And that should be coming out within the next week or so. So it's been pretty fun working with them.
What's the release schedule going to be like?
We're trying at least every other week release in a way. As time goes on, it will be a lot faster because we'll get more into the workflow and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But for the first few episodes, they're all kind of in the same area, so we'll be able to knock them out pretty fast, I think. And working with another animator, you know, other animators is so much better. I worked by myself the whole year on this channel, and it's been kind of tough. just getting stuff out consistently.
So what was the first thing you animated? Probably not Minecraft, right? You were probably started with other things, like primitive shapes, at least.
Basically, I first started out in this program called Adobe After Effects.
Mm-hmm.
It's not essentially animation. It's still keyframe animation where you can make a shape and you can, you know, keyframe it to different areas of the screen. And it also does different things with particles and stuff. It's basically what people use if they want to, like, have stuff in their live action videos, you know, like effects, explosions, particle stuff, and all that. And I started with that, and because I used to make home videos with my friends back in junior high, and we always messed with that. So I like, oh, maybe I want some lightsabers and some explosions in there. So I decided to pick that up, and for the past 4 years, just been watching tutorials and trying to learn program basically.
Did you see that Star Wars video with the kid and the lightsaber in the garage and he's swinging it around?
Oh yeah, classic.
That's pretty good. One.
Classic.
That was a good one.
I actually did a video on just I green screened myself and I was just like I took one of those toy lightsaber things without the thing extended and I was like just testing. I don't know where that is. I need to find that. But.
Yeah, Minecraft version.
Yeah.
So, and speaking of good stuff, we've got a lot of awesome sponsors for this show today. So we want to get through and get all their messages out. The first one, of course, is every show is sponsored by mcprohosting.com. They actually host all of our files for the show, which we wouldn't be able to do the show without them, honestly, because it would be way too expensive. So go there, get you a server. You can get 15% off a Minecraft server today at mcprohosting.com. Use the code SHAFTPODCAST. Also, our individual sponsors today, we have one here from Brechow Cub.
And he says, 90% sure I'm going to be going to POC. If so, can I have a hug from Brent?
Two. Notch says, absolutely.
Our next individual sponsor is 5 Jason C., who says,
Brent has the voice of an angel.
It's true. Notch says, absolutely. And then,
the next one is from Pretzel1992.
Who says, you know, it's a good day when the shaft is going into your ears and you're enjoying it and having ear orgasms.
Whoa.
Like organs or?
Organs.
I don't really know what they are.
Organs.
Organs.
It's kind of scary.
Okay. And then Mr. Mapple who says,
these aren't the shafts you are looking for.
There we go. See how we brought it all back around.
That's the worst what? Captain Star Kirk Wars. Impression ever.
Oh, wait. That's,
why would that be Captain Kirk?
Is that your last answer?
Oh, yeah. I was doing the wrong voice. Yeah. Or is it?
Obi-Wan. You yeah, need to be doing yeah. Obi.
Yes. Well, I was Obi.
Oh, kinda. That was a really bad wow, Obi.
It was the Michelin bad. Man. I was doing the Michelin
how
Man.
How about
Michelin
you next time do Obi-Won't.
Because... Okay, I'll do that instead.
Yeah. And then, of course, our servers here, we have a new server sponsor, Thex Warlord, and they have 5 to 7 p.m. Central every day. Check out Thex Warlord for lots of giveaways and fun. Just go to the twitch.tv/Thex Warlord, and that's TheXWarlord.
We also have www.mindpick.com. They are a server. And if you go to mindpick.com, say something random but good, usually catches people's attention there.
I think we're supposed to say something
is that really?
Random
oh.
and good.
Oh, like say something random?
It's a new
like,
version of...
Like, wow. How about...
so it's like...
Hossen Pfeffer!
We're opening a floodgate here,
really?
I think.
Really? What have we done?
Just go to mindpick.com. Go to mindpick.com. And they'll say something random, but something good. It'll catch your attention if you live in the hood. Go to mindpick.com.
These aren't the shafters you were looking for.
Oh, is that better?
That's creepy.
Sorry. I'll work on it.
That's my uncle used to talk to me like that. Okay, also go to Pixel Beast. The Pixel Beast is a 24/7 Feed the Beast server running the Mindcrack Pack with a friendly community. The IP is just pedge.tv. That's PEDGE or PEDGE.TV.
There you go.
And we also have the Watershed. mc-thewatershed.net. They have a 2,500 square kilometer survival. It is survival RPG world, Eric.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Survival.
Yes, with YouTube adventures and more.
And more. But if you're VIP, you can survive better. You can you can cheat.
And the last one here is, of course, our good friend Lord Bones. At lordbones.com, where you can get weekly Minecraft videos, things such as the Boule Field Adventure RPG with tons of quests, stories, and achievements. So check out that today at lordbones.com. And we did want to mention we have a chip in going right now to try to help us get to PAX East in style. And in style, we mean with PB&Js in the back of Wes's minivan. So if you want to help that out, just look at the bottom. There's a chip in. Chip in what you can. And this week we had Zylinder, Tobop, BJ Fan, and Jan all donated to help us get there. So we appreciate that very much, guys. And, you know, I'm going to go mention one more thing here because it's something new. We actually have a new sponsor this week. So you can go to... Let me make sure I have this right. It's Loot Crate, LOOTCRATE.com/deadworkers. And if you use the coupon code DEAD, DEAD, they will take $3 off your order. So what this is Loot Crate is each month for $13.37 a month, or if you use the $3 off.
It's like Leet, $13.37.
Right. Yeah. But we ruin it because we give you $3 off, and you can get it for basically $10 a month. They send you a box of just geek stuff.
Yeah, it's like a mystery box every month, and sometimes it's themed. Like, it'll be themed Minecraft, or it'll be a certain theme, like old Atari games. They send stuff like plushies and, like, stickers, sometimes a T-shirt, it's like you never know what's going to be in there, but there'd be like all these different items.
Yeah, you usually get like a candy of some sort. Like I know the one I got this month had like an old Atari joystick that had candy in it.
Oh, yeah.
But a really cool Domo plushie and a Honey Badger plushie, both of them in there.
Honey Badger.
I got a Halo T-shirt in one of them. And so it's a really cool new thing that's going around. And it's just fun each month getting this box, not knowing what you're getting. It's great swag, like in my cube. It work, you know. I think this is great for like just getting in, open it up, and then you just got new cube swag to throw up. And so go today to lootcrate.com/deadworkers and get $3 off on us with the coupon code DEAD.
Nice.
So I had a great week playing FTB. Yeah.
So is this the Our Journey segment?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Tried to save
Thought
us.
Thought I was going to get out of that, huh?
No, no. No, don't pick up the guitar. No.
But he didn't do anything.
Why does this happen?
Our Journeys.
That's for you, Wes.
Thanks. Thanks. So, yeah, did some FTB this week. I kind of waffled a little bit. Like, I got a little sticky in the FTB. Like, I was monitoring more than I was actually playing. So I kind of got up off my petard, and there was an oil.
An oil spill.
Yeah,
oil
like thing? Next to spawn. Mm-hmm. So and it was bothering me. Like it was sitting there. It's just unclaimed energy. And so I looked at it too long, and then I went
black gold
Texas tea. So I went and I tapped the oil field and sucked it all up and drank that milkshake right up and put it in our base.
Nice.
Made a petroleum storage area in our base and filled it up with big tanks full of black gold.
Base. So is that Texas tea?
It mm-hmm. is. Yep.
This is Feed the Beast, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I heard a little bit about it. I don't really do much with mods and stuff.
Did you do tech it at all?
Mm-mm.
You need to try it out.
If you want to try it out, we'll actually add you to our. We have a server that's just for show guests and our mods. So we'll get your in-game name and add you to the whitelist and get you the address if you want to try it out.
Awesome. Yeah, I've never dealt with those things before. It looks interesting.
It's surprisingly fun. It
adds so much more to the game.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Cool.
So, but then, like, also, I, you know, I was doing this whole lava creation thing where, you know, I would go and farm some netherrack from the nether, bring it back, put it in the magma crucible and cook it up. Well, something changed with Direwolf 20, and I'm not sure what it is, but the difference between the FTB Beta A and the Direwolf pack, like the magma crucibles don't work as well.
And I think that's maybe not a bad thing, because I think they're trying to really balance some things. Because if you find one thing that's just like, okay, this is easier to do and we can get tons of free power, then it may not be right. I mean, I know it took you some time to do, but it seemed like you had it pretty quick going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But at the same time, like, basically I have to go and get about, if I want to recharge the magma in the pipes, I have to go and get about 14 stacks of netherrack at this point in time.
Right.
And that seems a little excessive to me.
Hmm.
Before, it was about six. Like, I could fill up both the tubes with about six stacks of...
So maybe in the next update, it'll take, you know... 10.
I don't know. But all in all, I think they nerfed magma crucibles, and I'm a little angry about that.
I'm sorry.
So,
but it means we're going green. Going into the solar power.
I don't see I feel yeah. like solar power is so arrays. Lame though. Like, it just talk about free power. Solar panels are easy to make.
The single ones, yeah, but man, to get to the where you're actually getting good power like the magma crucible, I mean, you're talking a lot of work. A lot of work. But you're right. After that, then it's just dead easy because you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
True.
That's true. True.
True.
So, FTB all the time.
And I think that's pretty much what I've been playing at FTB this week. Messing a lot with the link books and stuff. And that, talk about dead easy and something cool, like warping around and stuff.
Well, that's just it. Like, we could sit here and say all day long, oh, I don't want easy stuff. And then you get these link books and you could teleport all over the place instantaneously.
Well, but there's a few things to that. So, Zillander and that Alice and Chris helped me out kind of get this going and learning how to do it. Chris made the table where you make these books, and it took like hundreds of diamonds. So it's not like a trivial thing to get there.
Wow.
Hundreds of diamonds, really?
Yeah, like 168, I think.
Holy crap.
So, I mean, it's not like the easy... Oh, or 72. Whatever. It was a lot.
72.
Hundreds minus...
Yeah, we got 72 hundreds. In our base right now. What do you?
Still a lot.
But there's three of us, or two of us,
mining
for him.
Yeah. Mm. Eric doesn't do any mining. He gets cerebral with computers all day. That's all he does.
Yeah, I just sit there and code on computer craft.
Yeah.
It's fun. I get lost in it.
The good news is you got Brent and I carving out the interior of the planet just for you.
Yeah, and when I need to build something, I just go into the chest and pick it out, and it's there.
And we're like, where are those things that we've made and put in this chest for us to use later?
And I have like a diamond-plated like cart system over there, and you're like, that's where the diamonds went.
Yeah. That and the barrel system. So
now I talk about like using up resources. Though this week, I was going to the Nether, and I went out. Like, you guys built kind of a little pier near, or somebody built a little pier in our Nether, inside our Nether portal. Oh, that goes over a lava lake.
Might have been Clyde.
Or might have been Clyde or something. Know, yeah.
So I'm like, I walk out the door, and I'm like, okay, well, I need to find a place to go get all this netherrack I'm going to get. I don't want to dig it right here next to base, because I'd put a big hole to the lava, right?
Yeah.
So I go out, and I stand on this pier area. And keep in mind, I just walked through the portal, okay? Looked around the interior of our base a little bit there. Mm-hmm. Walked out the door, stepped out onto the pier, and next thing you know, I get hit from behind.
In the rear?
In the rear.
Rear.
And I turn around, and there is a zombie pigman standing there, swinging at me, who I have not attacked. I haven't been in the Nether in like a week. So either he's got like something against, you know, me personally, right? So then he hits me again, and it's just enough to knock me into the lava, right?
Ooh,
now, boy. Under normal circumstances, I have my jetpack on, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could have zoomed out, except I'm too baffled because standing there next to the pigman is a creeper. And I have no idea how it got there, how it got through the door. Like, there is a creeper in our Nether for no reason whatsoever, and it's just enough to confuse me long enough to fall in the lava and die and lose my jetpack and 5 turtles. And, I mean, probably, you know, like 3 hours worth of work.
Well, then you know how Pigman can come through the portal to our side?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they can go the other way.
But so. I closed the door behind me.
Well, but maybe it came in earlier.
Yeah, but I opened the door to go out, and then
No, I'm saying maybe it was in the Nether before you even got there, and it was wandering around.
Really? I would think it would despawn. I just can't see it.
Yeah, that's such a weird thing.
I know.
I spawned it behind you. I'll
really?
Be
you're
no.
you're the devil.
I wasn't on there.
Yeah, sure you weren't. Invisibility. I know how it works. So, but I was freaking out. Like, and like I said expletives that I don't think many people have heard me say. You know, in textual format.
I have never heard you say.
Yeah,
I use some
big ones. I use some very big curse words. Would
that make the guests cry?
Yeah, it does. Makes them go ooh,
scream like babies.
So yeah.
So we also got this week some awesome artwork from Sam Cube at Wondercraft, and he gave us some signed ones that we each got. But then he gave us 10 more that we can give away. So we will be figuring out ways to give these away in the future. So follow that Brent Copeland and find out when that will be. And so cool stuff. So Steven, what you've been up to this week?
Basically work, just been animating and stuff. I played some, I think it was this week, I played some Super Craft Brothers.
Oh yeah.
Raw from Seth Blaine. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So what is your favorite class?
Oh gosh. I kind of like the creeper. I don't know why. I think because if you're against other people that aren't ranged, you can pretty much wipe the board. But I just been having good luck with it. I think I got fourth place overall, but I was the creeper like 3 times. So I think that was the only one I was used to too. I can't do the bow because I lag pretty bad sometimes, and you know shooting the bow is kind of tough if it's lagging just a little bit. And
And
also the zombie's pretty good too.
Oh yeah, he's got the knockback too.
Yeah,
which is awesome.
I don't know if I tried the zombie. I kind of like the wither.
The wither,
my favorite so far.
The wither was good. He could jump real high. Is that right?
Yeah, and he had like the wither potions in the bow. Yeah,
so what does the wither potions really do? I know it blacks out the hearts and it prevents you from like seeing it. Does it actually damage you over time or like? The
I was
effect?
Throwing them like they did, but maybe they don't. Maybe they just.
Well, see, I was throwing them like crazy at Seth, and he told me he's like. He was like, basically, you're a moron. He's like, your main weapon is basically the melee weapon, which is enchanted. But like spamming wither doesn't do anything, because it, when you hit somebody, it lasts for 5 seconds, and when you hit them again, it resets it. And it's like, it's, I don't think it's doing damage. I don't know. That is confusing. Somebody in the chat room, the hat person said, yes, they do damage, kind of like a poison. Okay.
Yeah, so, but I mean, you don't stack up.
You need to
poisons.
Hit them once.
Yeah, it doesn't stack. Yeah. It resets. Like, you might as well hit one time and then go in with the melee weapon. Yeah.
But I like to use him and just kind of like stay in the shadows and let the other three guys go at it while you're throwing potions on them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way to do it in a free-for-all.
Yeah.
I think Spider and Zombie were my favorite.
Spider and Zombie. Yeah.
Spider's pretty cool.
I like being jumpy guy.
Yeah, jumpy. And he was fast too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He could run real fast. Yeah.
Blaze could jump pretty high too.
Oh,
fire arrows too.
What's funny is watching everybody in the video comments saying how each class is OP. You know, yeah. Like, it's just like everybody, you know, it's just like every other game. This is OP, that's OP, this is OP.
That's when you know it's balanced, when everybody says every other class is OP.
Yeah, it cancels each other out, so it's good.
Yeah, and the cactus class.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, yeah. I like the cactus. I think that's a funny
I haven't much luck with him, but yeah. It's funny.
Yeah.
I think it'd be funny if you made it where if you stood on sand, you actually turned into it looking like just the 3-block cactus. Nice.
Camouflage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Camouflage people. I don't even know if you can do that, but.
Yeah. Funny. Probably not.
But probably maybe.
Yeah.
Call me something, and I will give you the news.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Boop, 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 boop. Boop,
boop, boop. Today in the news.
Is there stuff in the news?
Yeah.
We got the snapshot, 13W03. As if skeletons and zombies weren't made hard enough in the O2 snapshot, now skeletons are harder to melee and zombies are harder to shoot. It scales with the level of difficulty. A dropper block has also been added. It puts items into a chest in front of it or dispenses onto the ground if the block in front is clear. A new minecart with hopper picks up items it passes over and can be emptied by passing over another hopper.
Like a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, and I tested this out a little bit because I thought we were going to do a video, so I went in and made a few things. But there really wasn't enough to really make a video, I didn't think, unless we came up with something cool.
Yeah.
And I put the hopper cart on track under chests and just had chests. Kind of every other block with stuff in it. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like, it didn't like pull from each chest it was running from it. It's almost like it had happened on a tick. Mm-hmm. So if it happened to happen under a chest, it would pull from it. But if not, it just wouldn't.
Oh, so, I think so you're pulling from a chest. You're not pulling from the ground.
Right, right, right.
Oh, okay. But you knew that like it picks up things that are just laying around.
Right, but this is so, but also you can do it so you can set a chest up and be putting stuff in it and have a cart come under it and suck it in there.
Right. Okay.
But this was a moving cart and I wanted to test to see how well it was actually pulling.
Oh.
Like how fast.
Yeah.
So sometimes it would pull from like 3 out of 7. Sometimes it would pull like 1. It was kind of weird.
Oh.
May have been lag on the server, other stuff, but it was kind of interesting. Something to play with.
Yeah.
But also the TNT mine carts no longer blow up activator rails and supporting materials.
I saw that.
Which is nice. I also set up a pit. Like, this is kind of a cool way to, if you don't have, turtles to do this for you, to excavate to the bottom. You can make, like, a little rail system and just shoot the TNT over the activator. Mm-hmm. And as it lands into the pit, it'll just keep blowing up down further and further, and you just keep sending TNT carts off.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of a neat thing you can do with it. And then last but not least, the pillar quartz blocks can now be placed in any orientation, just like logs.
I like those. Those are pretty.
They are pretty.
Yeah. That's very fancy.
So Minecraft Pocket Edition 0.6.0 was on the way. Jeb moved across to the Pocket Edition, and he submitted it for review. Nomhedge has been said about what's going on in the latest version, except for one thing. There is armor in it. So Jeb has supplied a screen grab of Steve resplendent in new iron duds. Do you feel resplendent new when you're wearing iron armor?
Resplendent.
I feel dorky in iron armor.
Yeah, a little dorky, but that's cool. So Jeb is working on that, and meanwhile, Dinnerbone was updating the snapshot this week, so that's cool.
So they said that zombies are harder to shoot. Do they like zigzag now, or do they like know when you're going to shoot it?
They speed up shooting depending on the difficulty. So if you're playing on hard, they'll shoot really fast when you're close to them, like auto fire, like tung 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 tung. But you know, depending on the difficulty level.
And I believe they also changed the distance. Like instead of 10 blocks, they shoot like 15 blocks away.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard that.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Also zombies, or I guess skeletons too, but I saw it with a zombie. If they're on fire, like it's daytime and they're like, I'm on fire. If they touch you, then you catch on fire. So that's kind of cool.
That's not cool.
I think it is. I mean, it's get away from them. They're on fire.
They just are trying to make it so you don't get free XP by getting in one swing on them before they go down again.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah. So that's neat. I mean, you know,
It said their skeletons are harder to melee. Is that just because they're shooting faster?
I think so. Because once you get in melee range, then you're getting shot like, you know, two times a second or, well, maybe not that fast, but, you know, faster.
See, I don't want that. I feel like skeletons shoot you fast enough.
I do too. I don't really worry about zombies, but it's skeletons that will. I mean, they're like awesome aims. I mean, they're aimbots technically, right? But, I mean, they're like perfect aim, and it's just like you're just doing some like what's around me, and, you know? And it's like you can barely see a skeleton way off in the distance. It's like, oh, he's a crack shot, of course.
Yeah.
So,
jerks.
Well, something kind of cool. I bet Joel's happy about this. Playing Minecraft just became compulsory at a one Swedish school. At the Victor Rydberg School in Stockholm, Minecraft has just been added to the curriculum, meaning that the students' workday just got 20% cooler. But the 180 13-year-old students aren't just messing around in the game. No. The lessons used in Minecraft to teach city planning, utility supplies, and planning for the future. So far, the move has proved popular with the target audience, of course, though it seems that some parents weren't too happy about the game being used in school. Not sure what they did, but they're angry. Are they?
Well, you know.
Well, they're just like, oh, it's video games in school.
Yeah.
They don't belong in school.
Yeah.
My kid plays too much video games as it is.
Yeah.
And I talk like this because that's what the parents sound like.
And then, of course, they all know not. So they're like, oh, it's from that guy with the money hat shooting money all over the street. And we got to pick it up and clean it up.
Response 4.06 of the GDP. Anyway.
You'd think they'd Minecraft in school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd be happy that they're using it there, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, it's better than like Call of Duty or something, right? Or like GTA. Let's teach the kids how to properly interact with prostitutes.
Yeah. Properly.
You know? Probably. There's a right way and a wrong way.
Trail back then.
Son, you don't take cash to see the hose. Okay, so also the Pocket Mine MP brings multiplayer servers to Minecraft Pocket Edition.
This is really cool. I thought this was neat. So like the basic premise is, if you have Minecraft Pocket Edition, they'll set up a PHP server using PocketMine MP, and at any moment you can do it in creative mode right now. But supposedly they're working on the SMP thing. But you can connect to it with your Minecraft Pocket Edition and play multiplayer with Pocket Edition. That's pretty awesome.
That is excellent.
Now, is this is this set up just for iOS or just for Android, or can you
I think both
connect?
Well, I imagine since it's PHP, it will work with both. You know, I mean, maybe I'm optimistic, but
yeah,
it doesn't seem like that would be an issue if you're using some kind of a package like that.
Right.
So anyway, it's in alpha right now. But they're planning on a future release. The software, you can get it right now. It's at GitHub, and there is an installation guide for whichever desktop machine you want to use as a server.
And so just, you know, log in, sudo, git app. Anyway, we also want to give you something free on the show, something else free. This is the first freebie. Go right now to audibletrial.com/theshaft and pick yourself up a free, absolutely free trial of Audible. Get you a free book. free whatever other freebies they give out with the free trial. There's a bunch of stuff. I actually just picked up a the final book in the Wheel of Time series came out on Audible by the ghostwriter Brandon Sanderson.
Ah, yeah.
And so I just started listening to it. It's like
it's the final book?
It's final. 14. Book 14, yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's not like a Hobbit movie. Or maybe it is, kind of.
What do you mean?
This is long, drawn out.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not. It's action-packed. Anyway, so I just started. It's like 50 hours. Normally, the book would, or the audiobook would cost you like $50 or $60. I think it's like $59.95 or something like that. But it was one credit, so it was absolutely free. I mean, I pay the you know, each monthly thing, so I get one free book every month. And they have over 100,000 titles to choose from, so it's a great service. And if you don't like reading but you like being read to, or if you're not sure, pick yourself up a free trial at audibletrial.com/theshaft. That's audibletrial.com/theshaft.
Time for listener contributions.
Yeah. This is where we listen to your things and talk about you asking us questions.
And we talk about the bumper we just had, because that's, you know,
yeah,
what we do. We talk about the bumpers.
That's right.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool bumpers.
Pretty sweet.
I really like them. I really like them.
Thanks.
We're trying to animate them.
You know, someone sent us one. We need to play it next week. But
that's true. We'll do it next week.
The listener contributions are sent to us from listeners. So if you want to make one for us, tweet to us and give us a link or something, and we'll play it here.
We'll use your bumper.
We will.
So the first listener contribution is from Talimer, who says, after all these years and playing Minecraft, do you still have your original worlds? And if so, do you still log in and play on them?
I wish I did. Well, I mean, really fond of like the first world. But I don't have it anymore. I'm sad.
Those old worlds won't even play in new Minecraft, will they?
Yeah. It converts to Anvil.
Okay.
And then it should be playable.
Now, it's all that stuff where there's new stuff. You have to go find a new chunk with that new stuff in it.
Right. Yeah, you have to load a new chunk, I think, go out a distance and update or something like that.
That might be painful. I definitely don't have mine. I've lost mine so many times. There's so many things that I now just keep my solo world is really the Atbrent Copeland Island that I keep on an SMP server to keep it safe, so I will always have it and it won't screw up on my local machine.
Oh yeah.
I really have not played much single player. Almost everything I've played has been multiplayer, and it's mostly been on our servers. So a lot of the old Shaftlands maps are still able to be reached through portals on the Shaftlands. So yes, a lot of the gameplay that I've done is still out there and still available, and I do like to go back and visit it.
Hmm? What about you, Steven?
Gosh, I don't think so. I would have to check my old computer, but I'm pretty sure I tried messing with the files, like moving stuff around. I'm pretty sure I deleted them. I haven't went back to check, but I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, but I played a lot of single player. I actually avoided multiplayer for so long just because, you know, it's just, I thought it was a really fun game just on its own.
Yeah.
But, because I didn't know too much about servers at the time.
When did you start playing?
I started right before beta was introduced, and right before the Halloween update, too, I think. I think that's around that time.
That's about when I started, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember being really excited for the Halloween update. Like, we were on the server, like, we're going to get 5 kids!
Oh, I was actually pretty freaked out of the Nether. I was like, oh gosh. I was watching videos like, this is pretty freaky. I don't know if I want to go in there.
Yeah, just the sound of the gas. Yeah.
Well, I just love their like graphic for the update. Like that, you know. I mean, it was so just basic, but it was just awesome just looking at the the item list on the with the graphics. So I hope they continue to do that sort of stuff with the, you know, the updates, let you know it's coming in.
Yeah.
We do for listener contribution, I do want to mention all the folks who are chipping in for the PAX East event. We actually just got one from Liam Walters, who says, you three are the most awesome people I have ever known. I hope you get to go to PAX, as I sadly cannot. I would not be able to face the day without all the content you put out. Just get my and then the comment in, so I'm not sure what it said, but he just donated $120.
Oh my god.
Whoa.
Wait, was that right, or was it more? $150.
Whoa.
Nice.
$150, so thank you so much.
Wow.
Thanks.
That got us to 20% of our goal right there.
Awesome.
Holy crap, that's awesome.
Wow.
So, and then, of course, the other comments here, Lisa Cunningham, hope you are able to raise enough money and have a blast when you get there. And Toby, who did some animations for us for some of our shows, I hope you guys get there and have a great time. And HJ Awesome, hey, hope you guys get to PAX East. So thank you all. Those are definitely awesome listener contributions.
Yes. I mean,
we can't do this without you guys.
Yes. Is that like the Zelda music?
Yeah.
So our next one is from Exonerate. He says, as someone who wants to start a YouTube channel, do you think there's much point in producing Minecraft content given the amount of videos and content producers already out there? I love Minecraft, but I think it is maybe a bit oversaturated at this point in time for newcomers. I think that the key to doing any YouTube video channel is to do what you enjoy. So if you want to do Minecraft, do it. Of course, it's going to be very difficult to break out of the, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of channels. I mean, I just got a phone call from a very old friend of mine the other day who said, my son wants to record his Xbox 360 Minecraft games and put them on YouTube. You know, what kind of a capture, you know, system should we use? So, I mean, there's tons and tons of people out there. But the key is to put positive energy into what you're doing and then, like, market it. Make sure that your stuff makes you happy and then show it to someone else and have them show it to someone else.
If it's good, you know, the viewers will come. Like, the snowball effect. You know, their friends will tell their friends and all that.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, it's no magic bullet. I mean, we have good subs, but I think we put in a lot more work into the videos than the subs that we see. But at the same time, like, I mean, it's an uphill battle even for people who are well known. I think a lot of it is a certain amount of luck and fortune.
Some people are just like over and over again. We get people on the show. We're looking at new people that we want to get on the show, and we see time and time again the people that we've just seen that zoomed from, you know, 0 to 500,000 or a million subs in a year or 2 years. They all kind of have the same qualities where they just kind of have this it where they're entertaining with while being themselves. Some of them there's a little more quality than others. But I think there's a basic just being able to entertain while you're having fun and being yourself that's kind of required to really zoom up there. So if you're just trying to get in it, make sure you enjoy it. And, you know, that's kind of the first step, I would say.
Yeah. Definitely. And quick, Quink Gaming pointed out, and this is something Brent believes well, consistency.
Yeah.
Get a schedule going and follow it. Make yourself put things out. Ensure that if you do develop an audience, you are rewarding them for being your audience.
Yeah, and we have a real life example of this just in our channel itself. Like earlier last year, we were kind of doing really well on subs, about how we're doing now, getting more and more. And then we kind of slowed down the amount of content we were doing for the summer because of conferences and just time and things like that. And we saw the subs drop immediately because of that. Consistency is a big sub getter. I mean, in the genre.
Definitely.
What do you think's one of the things that drove people to your channel, Steven?
I guess the video of what actually was the video itself. Before doing Minecraft, I was doing other videos, non-Minecraft related. Mm-hmm. Like, I did, like, some art time-lapse videos. Mm-hmm. But when I did the Minecraft animation, it was something pretty simple. There's actually not much animation going on. Like, there's some head turns and then slow camera movements. But I had a joke in it. It's Mob Saloon. It had a punchline with Steve showing up and the mobs looking at him. And people really enjoyed that. Even though the animation wasn't good, the story was, it got people, and people liked that. I think just, and it made my brother laugh and my parents when I showed them. And I usually I usually show the videos before putting it out if they like it, you know, and stuff. If you create, you know, entertaining content, you know, the people will come, you know. Yeah. I think, you know, if you enjoy making it and you make other people, if other people enjoy it, that's probably a big key. Just make videos people want to see, I guess.
Yeah. And keep at it. If you put up some videos and you don't get traction, people don't see it. I mean, that's just kind of life. You've got to keep at it. You can't just put up 10 videos and think you're going to quit your day job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the biggest part is just have fun. Just I always liked making videos, and then this, you know, this Minecraft came along, and then people enjoy them. Yeah, and I still love doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And this next one here is from Antique and Toby Leron. They go on to say, "Hi guys, me and my husband have been listening to you on our honeymoon. Love the show." Less than three. And Astrogali has a note here that says, "Well, I suppose you've got to do something while you get your breath back." So, thank you.
That's awesome.
Okay. That's
yeah.
Kind of awesome and creepy all at the same time.
I'm going with awesome.
Yeah.
And go to our merch store and get you some of the new Shaft thongs to wear on your honeymoon.
There you go. Yeah.
There's a his and hers version.
We have a shirt of Galel, too. You can purchase.
Oh, God. And an apron of Galel.
apron of Galel. Yes.
Anyway. So also from Tristan Espenshid. Hello. I am fairly new to a fairly new YouTuber and just starting out as a podcaster. My podcast, Lancer's Lounge, just made it onto iTunes, and I want to ask, what's the best way to keep people interested and keep coming back for more? This is really a lot like the YouTube question. I mean, it's you know,
yeah,
love what you do, polish it every day like a shiny little rock in your closet when you're all alone. And keep doing it.
Try to put new things in. Like, try to make sure that what you're putting out gets better every time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, probably branding, too. That's, you know, that's pretty important so that they know it's from you and they can tell. So they crave that thing again. Like, your certain brand. Sometimes we have problems with that because we like to do a lot of experimental things and weird things that aren't, like, you know, what we normally do.
And we're not allowed to put those on our channel because it's a clean channel. So
we kind of have a problem with that. But I think branding is good. And also, like, don't stop. You know, keep going. If you have, like, 5 hits this week or something like that, just don't stop. Don't let it bother you.
Keep on believing.
You got to believe. Like Parappa the Rapper.
Yeah. And a big thing, too, is which is harder and harder the more fans you get and listeners you get, but reach out to the people listening. I mean, they're the ones who are going to either help your show get bigger or larger or do well or whatever. I mean, without our fans or our listeners, I mean, they're, you know, we could do the show and we would still have fun, but it wouldn't be as much fun without them.
Yeah,
all of them.
Because I mean, we used to do a podcast where we had like 10 people listen, but we did it every week, like, anyway. So, you know, when we started out, I mean, it was like, geez, nobody's listening. Oh, well, let's keep going.
And I saw the documentary of you guys saying, like, you started before, you know, Minecraft was, you know, pretty small. You know, you just liked doing this and you just kept with it.
Yeah,
exactly. We did say that, didn't we? Huh?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Did we say something like this?
Excavation Station.
Nice. A little goat.
The goat ate the chicken who popped an egg out.
Like that.
Of the throat.
So, Excavation Station, where you send ideas to us about what you want in the game.
So, let's go to Slamacow here. Steven, is there anything that you've always wanted in the game that's not there or something changed?
And you're like mad about it. You're angry about it. You just want to punch somebody because it's not in the game. Well, maybe not that degree, but...
Nothing really specific, but... Some more ores would be nice, I think. I mean, they added the quartz one, which is in another. I think that's cool, but probably some more variety underground, what you could find, I guess. Because I was looking for diamond the whole time when I was just playing this hardcore map, and I spent so long just looking for it, and there's no luck at all. I think something else down there maybe you could find. But there's nothing really I feel like changing or anything. I really like the game as a whole.
Yeah.
And I kind of used to think differently, that I didn't want more ores, that I kind of was happy with what we had. But after playing Feed the Beast, and there's so many ores.
Oh, there's too many in Feed the Beast.
Maybe, but it's still just like, you're always digging, and it's like, I found a new one. I got a new one, and it's a new one, and you just keep digging, and mining's like even more fun. Like, I almost don't want to use turtles, because I want to mine and find the things.
You know, what I want is more uses for cobblestone. Because we're down there digging. We had what, like, I mean, hundreds of thousands, like way too much cobblestone. Because you let a turtle go and it'll dig forever and it'll bring back stacks and stacks of cobble.
We have 4 barrels of 64 stacks of 64. So yeah. Whatever math that
is.
But at the same time, like, I've turned a lot of that into solid stone, and the solid stone can be turned into, you know, stone brick tiles. I mean, there are things you can do with cobblestone. You know, I don't necessarily, and then, I mean, I build a lot of pistons and engines and stuff with the cobblestone. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on with cobblestone. I don't necessarily have a complaint there.
Does it need more? I hate cobblestone.
Gravel to me is the one useless thing.
Gravel.
Oh, but if you'd had a nice stack when you were going through that lava, son.
I know. I sent my turtles off. And if you don't know what turtles are, Steven, they're little robots. And like, you can make a mining turtle and say tunnel 20, and it will make a three wide and two tall tunnel for 20 blocks.
Uh-huh. And it stops.
And it'll stop.
And then it'll come back. And it'll empty out.
Not when you tunnel.
No.
Oh, not when you tunnel?
When you excavate, it'll come back.
When you excavate, it'll go down.
That's really awesome, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really fun.
Now, you don't get any of the XP from that. But, and like, I last night had sent two of my turtles into the middle of a volcano without realizing it. And so I had to work on, you know, they're like out in the middle of a bunch of lava.
There's volcanoes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't seen one
like,
yet.
Like, does it erupt, or is it just like a big pool of lava?
It's on the top. It's not erupting. It's in the water, or at least where I've seen them in the water, it'll be like this black cobblestone called basalt cobblestone that you can dig up, and it'll have like a lava pit in there. But then it goes down to the bottom, and it's just lava everywhere.
Yeah. Huh. And I sent my turtles into the lava and had to try to recover them.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Tisk.
Yeah. So they were like 20. So I'm sitting there like with a combination of gravel and water, like trying to destroy as much stuff as I can get and find where they are located. Like, I'm like, where are they? They got to be here somewhere, you know?
Well, and the cool things is you could actually program it to tunnel and come back just like an excavate works.
Yeah.
And so you could program it to do that. It's just I'm lazy and it's easier to type tunnel 20.
Yes, that's exactly what I do as well. I have no desire to program my turtles.
But Seth Wing, he's got some great tutorials on programming turtles, so just search for that if you want to find some of those.
Yeah. So the next one is Spitting Watermelon Seeds, submitted by the Comel of Galel. When you eat a watermelon, you should be able to spit out the seeds to plant more watermelons. Ding, ding.
That's pretty cool. That'd
don't they, like, automatically grow weird. Back as they are now? Like, they have a stalk, and you knock them off the stalk, and they grow back?
Yeah.
Is that how they work?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I kind of like the seed aspect and being able to spit them out. I just do you slash
it's,
spit.
Yeah, is spit a brand new mechanic, and it's only good for watermelon seeds? It's kind of weird.
Or where you eat it, like where you right click on the melon, you're chomping, and then you spit like after sometimes.
That would make more sense.
That'd be kind of neat.
Yeah.
So you'd be like trying to plan it, eating a bunch of watermelon at the same place.
Ding, 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 ding.
Have anybody ever tried to grow watermelon?
Actually, I guess it's more like.
Yeah.
Huh? Does that sound real?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Yeah, it does. I wouldn't have guessed it was.
It's our slam a cowbell.
I don't know. What does Notch? What does Notch think about this?
Yeah,
one?
What does Notch think about the seeds?
He says,
"Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it."
Okay.
Really?
All right.
Man, that's Notch, your opinions are going downhill.
Oh, everybody said they liked it. You didn't. What did you say, Wes?
I didn't really say anything.
He spit at it.
He doesn't want to be angry. Wes wants to go.
Yeah, he spit seeds at that
turn
idea.
Turn on the dryer. Oh, done. The pull the laundry out. It's done, like your idea. He's harsh.
Yeah.
It's harsh.
So this is from OB3000. They want extra commands to hide and replace names. A slash no names command should hide the names of people.
Okay.
And a slash chat names commands should turn off the name tag above people's heads into their most recent chat message. So kind of like voice bubbles in WoW.
Oh.
Oh. That's a great idea. Let's do it. That way, that's what Notch would say.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
I mean,
what
why
about,
not?
Like, being far away from each other? Would it still be a chat?
Yeah.
I think that might be kind of cool. Like, even on a PvP server, like, if you're chatting, like, now you're kind of giving away your location, even if you're, like, sneaking or something, right?
Yeah.
But by default, it's off. So it's something you have to opt into. It's kind
of
neat.
I kind of like the idea of them being off until you're within range. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you're seeing someone, and then you can see their name.
Yeah.
Unless they're sneaking.
Right. I mean, they already have the name tag above their
Maybe
head.
Maybe you have to get to know them. And if they tell you their name, then their nameplate will show up for you. If they don't change their skin.
Yeah.
Let's see how confusing and convoluted we can make this.
Yeah. You know, they did change. They updated the chat thing in the new snapshot. We didn't mention it, though. But
yeah,
you can change the width and the height of the chat window when it's being focused and when it's not focused.
Yeah,
you know, because like you know, when you type, it's being focused and it pops in. So there's a lot more options there.
Cool.
But yeah, I would definitely like that. That'd be really cool. Ding ding, it's a ding.
Winner.
Okay, so Dr. Willie or Wiley wants magnet blocks. This could be used to draw items, mobs, and players to it, depending on the level of redstone. Just think what those map makers could do with this.
Dr. Willie.
Dr. Wiley.
Let's see.
I think metal items. Like, I mean, I think magnets are a good idea. Another idea for ores. And then, but I would want it to have properties of magnets. Like, I don't know why it would draw
like, it would be like magnesium or something. I think that's magnetized. I don't know.
Yeah, like metals.
Yeah.
But like then you can make a chest that had a magnet on it that if you killed something that had armor it would suck the armor. But
so,
that's all it would suck.
So
I don't know.
Basically like a wireless piston, right? I mean pushes and pulls things. I mean a magnet does the same thing only wirelessly because the magnet is far away from the source, so and it could be fed by an analog signal. So say if you have 12 redstone power going in, then it moves at 12 blocks.
So and you'd have magnets that had north and south ends on, or the poles on them.
Yeah.
So then
push
you can
pull.
Use that
to repel and
do some cool like different.
I mean that totally sounds like a FTB kind of thing. Very advanced.
You can call your dad and get some ideas.
Yeah.
He does a lot of stuff with magnets.
King. So I don't know. That's definitely would be an interesting mod. I don't know. Maybe. I'm on the fence.
Yeah, so. With the explore it, what uses it could actually accomplish.
Yeah.
Make things easier. Or,
I mean, I guess you could make a cool, you know, like if, making a piston door it's kind of bulky. Well, with the comparators, it's a little cleaner now. But like, think if you made a door out of magnets, it'd be a lot cleaner and probably flush. And I mean, it just like.
Well, and what if then you didn't need plates or anything? You just ran into it and it opened, you know, and then snapped back to the magnet.
Oh, yeah. Well, now you need a sensor. If you're
It'd be cool
about,
if, like,
you know,
it repelled other stuff. Like, you can drop it in a pool of lava and it pushes it all to the side, to the wall and stuff. So you can see the bottom. I don't know.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I don't know. Something with repelling.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know. It'd be interesting. Somebody make that mod. Probably already exists.
Magnets.
Probably already a mod somewhere.
All kinds. I mean, you could have letters with magnets, and you spell the alphabet out on your refrigerator.
There we go.
They need to add refrigerators.
Yeah.
What do you think, Notch?
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Wow, he just likes everything.
I know. What is the matter?
I don't know. What do you really think, Notch?
Worst idea ever.
That's the notch we love.
Okay, so Steel Zach wants new drops from Zombie Pigmen. Maybe there could be a chance a Zombie Pigmen would drop Obsidian and or Flint and Steel, so you have the potential chance to get back if your portal is damaged. You might have to fight a lot of Zombie Pigmen, though.
I agree with this. Absolutely.
I like that, actually. Yeah. I like that.
There's...
I was playing hardcore, and I actually got lost in the Nether, and I couldn't find my way back. And another portal would have been really helpful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think also a ghast like fireball should be able to like turn it on, too.
Mm. Oh, so, yeah, like, so you're desperate.
You just stand in it and wait for the fireball and jump out. Then it lights up, and you hop in and go.
I like that idea a lot, actually.
Yeah, that's good.
What do you think, Notch?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Very quick on that
one.
Fabulous. That's what I thought. Fabulous, Gary. I really love the feathers.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Best segment ever. Best segment ever.
So our first is a video called Feast of Fiction, Minecraft Mushroom Stew. Jimmy Wong and Ashley Adams return to Minecraft for one of their Feast of Fiction episodes, this time making their own version of the game's Mushroom Stew.
Yeah, they make cool stuff. That's really cool.
They do.
So, and I want to point out, sorry, I wasn't listening to anything because I was looking at chat, but a lot of people have called us out already that apparently Ghast can relight a portal already.
Really?
So.
Did not know that.
That's good to know.
I didn't know that either, so good stuff. We'll know it for next time. We won't look stupid again.
Yep.
Never again.
Yep, because we never say anything that's not true.
Okay, go on. Stu.
So yeah, there's that video. Next we got a mod. This is called Household Gods. This mod by this guy is Joe adds 16 statues to the world based on gods from various belief systems. Each statue has its own power that affects the landscape around them. What's more, you can split each statue into three to mix and match the special powers.
Nice.
I kind of like it. That's
I do too.
So I wonder if they have a Notch statue in there. I mean, you'd think they, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a god.
I don't know. Now I gotta click the link. Find out what the gods are.
Just like you're going to have to do when you look at the show notes, because that's where it's going to be. Now we have a link to Minecraft Basketball Court, which, you know, they must listen to the show because we talked about it.
With hoppers?
Do you want to hear what the gods are?
Okay.
Sure.
There is Hephaestus, Demeter, Anubis, Beowulf, Prometheus, Jupiter, Cocopelli, Aphrodite, Hestia, Mammon, Poseidon, Quetzalcoatl, Minerva, Asclepius.
What was the Cocopepi?
Cocopepilia.
The trickster musician.
Oh.
And then last is ... roaster of Shuvs and Zul. So it's a Zoroaster kind of thing, I guess, sort of thing. But and lastly is 16.
See the gatekeeper, the keymaster.
Oh, yeah. Keymaster. That's it. Yeah.
And then last is the changer of ways with no like name. Just question.
They don't have Lord Hassan Pfeffer?
No, there's no Lord Hassan
Pfeffer. Hey, Wes, are you a god?
I will say yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. You have passed the test.
So the Minecraft court, Minecraft basketball court.
There's an article over at PC Gamer N highlights the work of the Farlanders, who have created a fully operational basketball court after listening to the Shaft podcast, complete with scoring system.
Ooh.
There's a download link for the thing at the bottom of the article, so click it and play some basketball, yo.
Yeah, so it's basketball and hoppers. There's a video that you can watch, and I suggest we do this at some point. It looks really fun.
I say we do it. We just won't pee on any cheerleaders.
Where?
What?
Yeah.
Basketball player.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wait, was it Kanye West? I get him mixed up.
Okay. Oh, it's man.
Weird stuff.
So our last one is a video. It's called Spawn. Slamacow Productions and Bootstrap Buckaroo. Who are these people? Worked with Dig Build Live and Stickman Ventures to produce this amazing animation. Who? What? about the creation of the Minecraft world right back from the big blocky bang.
Nice.
Wow, so, that sounds really incredible.
That does.
Whoever's behind it is a...
Sounds pretty derpy to me, actually. I don't know.
Sounds like pure genius.
Check it out.
Pure genius.
Very cool.
So this will be in the show notes. Click it, and when you get there, click on that subscribe button while you're there. And then like it, leave a comment.
Sub it up.
Sub it up.
And stuff like that.
Speaking of subs.
We got another freebie for our subs.
Yeah.
And our non-subs. Yeah. Everyone.
And you can get a sub. A free 30-day sub.
That's right. Subscription. Is that what they say? So I've been watching Supernatural, and the one we watched last night had Felicia Day in it. Yep. I was like, what? And my wife is sitting there, is this Felicia Rashad that geeks all talk about? I'm like, no. I'm like, just, it's, like, anyway.
Yeah.
I had to explain to her, she's not really a geek, so she doesn't understand who she was. But she did really good in the show, and it was a really good episode. I won't spoil it, she does have a tattoo in it.
Okay.
So anyway, if you want to watch that and many other TV shows, movies, documentaries, it runs the gambit of everything Netflix.com/deadworkersparty. Get a free trial on us. That's a full 30 days, 31 days. I don't know what they do for their month, but it's a month. Is it a 30-day?
I think it's 30.
I'm going to assume it's 30 days.
Type in time travel and see what comes up.
I don't want to
start watching some stuff. It's good stuff on there.
Time travel.
I don't want to.
I don't want to. You can't make me. Mr. Fullerton, you can't make me, sir.
Crocodile Dundee. Is that Crocodile Dundee? Come in.
Mean for pillow mate.
What?
Hey.
Mate.
That's not a mint.
This is a mint.
Housekeeping mate.
Bing.
Where are those mints coming from, Eric?
That's not me spitting, man. That's the maid.
So, we had some great videos come out this week.
Yes,
we did. Definitely go check those out. Mm-hmm. We have another video coming out, tonight? When is the next one coming out?
Tuesday.
The one you just put out.
Oh, Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday, The Flood.
Yeah.
The Flood. It's a map by Jigarbov.
Jigarbov.
Or is it Jigarbov?
I don't know.
Jigarbov. It's Jigarbov, I think.
Jigarbov.
Anyway, so yeah, that's coming out this week. We've got a couple more Block
Tunnels
Party episodes coming up this week.
Time.
Got Tunnels Through Time happening.
Yeah.
With that intro.
Mm-hmm. We got a cool collaboration with Steven Slamacow. He just doesn't know about it yet.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I have. Watch for it. Watch for it.
Yeah, watch for it. Watch for it.
What you got coming out, Steven?
Yeah, what you got coming out?
What's in the hopper? What's coming out?
Oh, as far as animation or
anything? What you got?
Oh, I think I have a video in the works. Something about with villagers bidding on something and the bidding goes out of control and type stuff like that.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good. Gonna.
Then hilarity ensues.
And then
maybe this weekend. It might be done this weekend. Or next weekend.
Cool. One of these weekends.
Yeah. One of these weekends.
Also, I'm working on a fireworks video.
Fireworks.
Really?
Yep. It's if you've seen Kaleida or Nova Bombs in slow motion, it's one of those weird, trippy videos. But so I'm making the video first, and then I'm going to compose the music to fit the visuals. So it's another one of those. So it's like, and it's all about fireworks. So look for that. It's not going to be, it's not like close to being done by any means or anything, but that's what I'm working on. So,
but it's in the works.
Yes.
So cool. So cool.
Okay.
Definitely doing some FTB.
Yep. We've been doing a lot of FTB lately. We'll probably be doing some more. We haven't been filming as much of it, though, as we should.
No. I filmed like 3 hours of streaming, but I figure, I don't know. I think we've kind of made the decision not to put up just the Twitch recordings on our channel, that we're going to put polished programming up on our channel, and we're going to be putting up more of the Twitch just general stuff and more of the just slam it together stuff throw up on our own channels.
Slam that cow together.
And unless it's like the three of us goofing around and stuff, then that'll go on the main channel.
Yeah. Oh, I started a new channel. It's youtube.com/alwayseric Fullerton. And if you want to see what it's like...
It sounds so romantic.
...to see through my eyeballs go to that channel and sub me up. It's a vlog channel, so you'll see me and Wes and Brent, and you'll see today's show. Like, I documented today, and it'll be on the channel tonight. So that's always Eric Fullerton.
So if you want to see through his eyeballs, go to his channel or to his house and cut out his eyeballs and then look through them. That's the best way. And see through his eyeballs.
And Steven, you have a lot. You have a couple of channels. You have your secondary channel that you do, like behind the scenes and makings and a potpourri of things. I like that word, potpourri.
Yeah, just random stuff. I like that word. Yeah, that's pretty nice. That should be a slogan, potpourri.
Yeah. Then check out his other channel, youtube.com/slamacowsteven. Mm-hmm. And then his main is Slamacow Creations. And Twitter is slamacowsteven. And Facebook is slamacowvfx.
What Steven does VFX everywhere. Stand for?
Visual effects. This is when I didn't do animations. This was more like effects and live action video, you know, like the random.
Were you going to try to be a Freddy Wong? Is that what you were going to do?
Yeah, Freddy Wong was my big inspiration at that time.
Yeah, so. That's
cool.
And I do want to pimp out the block party in general. There's a lot of folks making recordings. Pool Shark Wizard, I know, just is putting up one. And a bunch of other folks, but probably the best way is to search for Block Party on YouTube with Minecraft, and you'll be able to find a lot of people. Maybe we'll throw a playlist together with everybody who wants their stuff in it or
that's
something.
A good idea.
But really, I want you to go out and look at all the Block Party stuff because it's some cool stuff, and you'll be able to see how to do some of this crazy FTB stuff that the wiki doesn't really explain yet.
That's true. And it was very delightful having you on the show and meeting you. And and we do need to do something together.
We do. Thanks for having me, too. Gosh, this is a big honor.
Oh, awesome. No, you've got a lot more subs than we do. It's our honor, I swear.
No. It's just a number. You guys are really cool guys.
Thanks.
Right. Thanks.
Well, there's a reason for that number. You're doing awesome stuff.
Yeah.
So keep that up.
Thank you.
Very true. Very true.
Bye-bye.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. It's not radio. It's The Shaft.